It's now time for Locker Room Chat with Valley Heights girls head basketball coach Jordan Brockstrom after a pair of wins from this past week. Coach, we'll start off with your guys' 47-45 win at home against Riley County. I mean, what a way to start the season against a really good Falcons team, getting a win by two.
Yeah, we'll definitely take it. Riley County is always really well prepared at the beginning of the season. They're a solid team, and we had to hit some big shots in the game to kind of tie it up and then advance it to overtime and then take care of business in overtime. So it took some big moments from some of our kids to step up and hit some shots. Felt like we put ourselves in a hole early in that game that we didn't necessarily need to. We were a little stagnant offensively in the second quarter and didn't quite attack them the way that we needed to, and kind of put us behind and had us scrambling in catch-up mode for the whole second half. But luckily, things fell our way.
And Coach, how encouraging is it to start off with such a solid performance from not just Ava, but also Delana and Mia as well, all getting in double digits?
Yeah, I think we're a very balanced team. I trust a lot of our kids to be able to have, you know, double digits night on any given day. And it's sometimes whoever has the open looks or whoever finds themselves in the right spots, and we just kind of expect kids to capitalize on those opportunities. And yeah, I mean, I never know any given night who our top girl is going to be, and I think that's kind of a blessing for us that we're well-rounded.
And then you guys follow that up with a win on Tuesday at Marysville, 53-41. The final score not quite indicative, though, of how you feel like your team played for the majority of this contest.
I think we were in control for the most part. I think we missed shots we usually hit throughout the course of the game, but still found ourselves with the lead, and toward the end we didn't close out the game I would have liked us to. Did some silly things on offense, not necessarily controlling the game with the time in mind and possessions in mind and understanding what we need to do to kind of lock it up and freeze them. We were still firing away late and didn't need to be, and doing some silly things. And Marysville's a very good team, and they can hit shots. They have a lot of scores, and so the kids caused me a lot of stress unnecessarily.
So now you guys take on a Republic County team that you beat handily last year, and you guys take them on the road this year. What are some things that you remember from that game that you're trying to recall, and I'll bring that strategy into this upcoming game on Friday?
I haven't seen anything on film from them yet this year, so I don't know much about them. I know they have a few girls. We know of a few girls back, some of them have been playing since they were freshmen, and we imagine they'll be their best players. Know they're 0-2, but they play tough teams early in the year. Last year they started out beating us 11-0. I do remember that. And then timeout and some words, and our girls got after us later in that game and took care of business. So I think more than anything, we just kind of need to be focused on ourselves and play good team ball and have two good days of practice and get better in those practices and clean up some of the things that I haven't enjoyed seeing us do on the court in the first couple games.
Last question for you, Coach, as I'm here with Valley Heights girls head basketball coach Jordan Brockstrom. And how crucial is it to come out and play a solid full four quarters of basketball ahead of a really tough start to your season in league play with Frankfurt on the road and Donovan West at home coming up next week?
Well, if you don't, you get beat. So it's important to put a game together. You can't have a bad quarter or bad two quarters or a bad half. You can't have that against the teams in our league that are some of the top teams in the league, especially Donovan West and Frankfurt. So we've got to figure out how to put a full game together. We haven't done it yet. And sometimes it takes a while to really start clicking with the girls you have on the floor. And it's part of basketball. You look to grow as the season goes on. And by no means do we want to be, we don't want to be in March form in December. But we do want to play good basketball. And so ultimately we're just still concerned about getting better on a day-to-day basis. And yeah, we want to be competitive in those games, but we just love our schedule and our league in the sense that it challenges us night in, night out. So we hope to improve throughout the course of the season.
Should be an interesting matchup coming up on Tuesday. But, of course, you got Republic County on Friday. Best of luck in that matchup. And thanks so much for doing this here today. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you very much, as always.
That was Valley Heights girls head basketball coach Jordan Brockstrom here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies.